This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, we return to Bastrop, Texas. There, a wildfire has raged for nearly 2 weeks, blackened 50 square miles, and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. The only good number to report is that the fire is now 75% contained. And as NPR's John Burnett reports, residents are returning home to find out what's left.
For 17 years, Linda and Roger Ward lived in their two-story dream house in the Pine Hill subdivision in Bastrop County, southeast of Austin. They loved to sit on their back deck and listen to the wind in the pines. On the afternoon of Sunday, September 4th, everything changed.
I used to sit in the living room and decide which pictures on the wall. That was my primary thing, important papers and pictures I was going to get out. And it happened so fast, I didn't even have a chance to go up and do it. And the fireman said, evacuate right now. So we grabbed the dogs and we left.
The retired couple is staying in an Austin hotel, courtesy of FEMA. Yesterday, they drove back to the ash and remains of their house. The fire took it all, including Roger's shop, his pickup truck, a VW Bug, an RV, and their son's 18-wheeler. Like thousands of other people here, whose material lives were incinerated, the Wards are living in a daze.
But basically, I think you either have an inner strength or you don't.
It's just another test. We'll get through it. Just don't know what we're going to do, but we'll get through it.
A few miles away, Todd McClanahan surveys a landscape that looks like the post-apocalyptic desolation from Cormac McCarthy's The Road. The rolling pine forest of the popular Bastrop State Park is gone. Well, 95% of it is.
It hurts.
McClanahan is the park superintendent. He stands in a forest of scorched loblolly pine trunks. Fire crews were able to save the park's handsome stone buildings built in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. But the sad fact is that McClanahan is now superintendent of a wasteland. Inevitably, you ask, would prescribed burns to clear out all the pine needles and fallen branches have made a difference?
To say, is it preventable on a scale of this magnitude, of this size fire, I don't think so. I'm hearing reports this is one of the worst wildfires in the state's history, and the devastation is ranking up there in some of the top of the nation's.
The Bastrop fire was not the deadliest wildfire or the largest in acreage, but in terms of destruction, 1,554 homes and counting, it is one of the worst forest fires in recent U.S. history. Authorities still don't know what started it. In these conditions, it could have been anything. Texas just experienced the hottest summer of any state since the U.S. government began keeping records in 1895. Nearly the whole state is a matchbox. Just in the past 7 days, the Texas Forest Service reports that its exhausted wildfire crews have responded to, on average, 20 new fires every day. If there's any good news in any of this, and you have to look for it, it's the incredible outpouring of help. So many donations are pouring into Bastrop from around the state that you can drive around town and see piles and piles of free stuff left in parking lots and front lawns for whoever needs it.
Any kind of clothing in any kind of size that you need. We've got books, toys, we've got toiletries, we've got
Tiffany and Billy Roberts' front yard looks like a giant garage sale, and it's all free.
We've got furniture, we've got pet.
The people of the nearby city of San Marcos sent 3 truckloads of donations to Bastrop, but all the official shelter sites already had so much donated goods they turned the trucks away. So they offloaded here at the Roberts.
We're not accepting any more donations at this time because we can't handle what we have.
And there's one other piece of potentially good news. There's a 20% chance of rain this weekend in the Bastrop area. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.